Never be entirely idle, but either be reading or writing, be praying or meditating, or simply endeavoring something for the public good. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, you are home to Jesus for the Street. I am Abayomi, your roast from this side of the world. Jesus for the Street is a podcast that comes your way every Sabbath day like this, where we are led to talk about certain issues, hoping to shed more light on them and helping the general public to own their light. There are many who call Jesus for the Street a complimentary service, in that after listening to our podcast, they feel blessed enough not to go for any other worship, any other spiritual worship, you know. And some people call it a complimentary service because even if they have to go to their churches on Sundays, or their mosque on Fridays, on Saturday, every Sabbath day like this, they get to spend about 1 hour doing the right thing, you know, getting equipped, getting enlightened. So there are also many who say that if Jesus for the Street is a service in its own or on its own, or is a service or is a complimentary service, then how do I perform my spiritual obligations like offering here on Jesus for the Street? Freedom is a watchword. Here on Jesus for the Street is all about freedom, enlightenment. It's all about love. It's all about light. So you can always do that by blessing yourself. Of course, you can do it the traditional ways, you know, the way it's been done before, where you just pay your offering to your church, to your special offering, your seed offering. Now we have different kinds of offering, especially if you are from Nigeria, you will understand the joke. But we are not limited by that, because it is written, in as much as you have done it for the next person, you have done it for me. That was Jesus talking. So here on Jesus for the Street, we are not limited by that way alone. We appreciate that way and we encourage you to do so. Secondly, you can use it to bless yourself. What is that thing that you've been dying to buy for yourself? What is that thing that you've been dying to buy for your wife, your children? You can use your tithe, your offering to do so. And also, we want you to know that thirdly, you can do it for your for your family member, your extended family members, your friends, people you know, someone you don't even know, the beggars on the street. You know, you can make their day. Give them a kind of money they've never received at once before. And lastly, you can also share it with us. All you have to do is get in touch with us, you know, and we'll put it to good use. So quickly, to the business of the day. Palibushata. This episode is going to be the first episode of a new series. And this series shall be called Own Thy Light. Own Thy Light. Own Thy Light. But before we go into this, you know our ways. Breathe in and hold your breath for about 4 seconds. And exhale gently for about 4 seconds after that. And say with your mind, Abayomi, arise and shine. Of course, if you love me, you could mention my name. But if you love yourself, I advise you to mention your name. As you breathe in and hold your breath for about 4 seconds, say with your mind, loudly, Abayomi. And as you exhale gently for about 4 seconds, say with your mind, arise and shine. Do that as many times as possible, as long as you are not driving, as long as you are not actively engaged in anything, even as we journey in this wonderful series. Katalibosha. Holy Spirit, we invite you right now to come and help us, teach us all things. You are our greatest teacher. Therefore, bring everything to our remembrance so that God, source, will be blessed. Source will be honored. Devil will be put to shame. And all of us are going to be enlightened and blessed. Own thy light. Own thy light. The very first episode. Everyone is born with their own inner light. Everyone, everybody is born with their own inner light. That's to tell you that when we are asking you to own thy light, it's because there is a light in you. There is a light in me. There is a light in everybody that is alive. As long as you are breathing, as long as you are alive, there is light in you. Everyone is born with their own inner light. Yet, I find that so many of us are disconnected from that thing that really lights up our relationships, our lives, our careers, our health, and so on and so forth. Everyone is born with their own inner light. Yet I find that so many of us are disconnected from this thing that really lights up our relationships, our lives, our careers, and our health. This could have been for so many reasons, most of which is our attachment to furniture. Why do you think people find it difficult to discover their light? It's because over time, in this world, we are built to be attached to things. You see people, they have DSTV, they have GoTV, they have electricity, they also have inverter lights, they also have generator. You know, I was in the midst of my friends one day when a friend of mine was actually saying all this. You know, and I appreciated it, but deep within me, I said to myself, gone are those days I used to live like that. Gone are those days I used to believe, I used to be attached to things. Gone are those days I used to be materialistic. Don't get me wrong. You really want to enjoy your life. But then, I try to live my life in such a way that anything that is taken away from me doesn't harm me or get me depressed. If you understand what I mean. So, I try as much as possible not to be attached to nothing. Because when you are attached to furniture, there is every tendency that you are going to lose your light. There is every tendency that your battery is going to be drained. Because you are doing what you are not supposed to do. Because you are embracing things that you should be staying away from. Again, like I said, life is beautiful. Life is good. And once in a while, enjoy life. Enjoy life as many times as possible. But I also want you to know that in the course of enjoying life, sometimes we get attached to people. Sometimes we get attached to things. Sometimes we get attached to baseless things. Sometimes we get attached to furniture. A young child
effortlessly displays his or her light. Oh yes, a young child. When you look at little children today,
you know, I'm very, very close to children, like from 0 to say 9 years.
They love me so much, and I love them. I love them too. And it always is revealed every time I come in contact with any child.
The kind of reception they give me, the kind of attention they give me, and I mean zero. You know, even months old babies.
As long as we could connect with our eyes, that is this way they look at me.
And I feel blessed every time they do.
So, what am I trying to say, ladies and gentlemen? Every child, all these children from zero to say, you know, in 9, 10, 11, thereabout, you see these children, there are some things that adults do. You know, it could be a craft, it could be a skill that they show effortlessly. These are children who can hardly talk or who even understand what they are saying. I mean, what they are doing.
I beg your pardon.
But most times, these children, they display some traits that you find to be, you know, as an adult, you look at it and be like, who taught this baby how to do this? These are the lights we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen. So, little children, they display their light effortlessly. A young child effortlessly displays his or her light. It then behoves of the parents to help them own and stay in this light. Where we have challenges is when our parents, you know, who are attached to furniture, who are so attached to, oh, I don't want to lose my baby, who are so attached to things, baseless careers, you know, a kind of career that is not really because it's their calling, but simply because everybody does it, or simply because people are making money from it. Where people are making money now is fashion line. You have no idea about fashion. You have no idea about sewing. You have no idea about materials, but then you decide to go into fashion line. This is attachment to furniture. A parent that is like that will definitely miss the clues when his or her children are displaying their own light, because that shows a father or a mother that has lost his or her light, and who definitely will cause his or her children to also lose their light. Trust me, you don't want to go down this path. Many people who go down this path, at the end of their lives, they regret what they do not do. They regret all those things they should have done and refuse to do, because all those things will be played to you. I've always realized that most people, when they approach, I was having a discussion with some groups, and I told them, I said, most people, when they approach their graves, they tend to feel terrible or regret so many things they've done or that they should have done. Sincerely, that is why I have chosen to own my light. That is why I am coming your way, not because anybody pays me. And of course, thanks to those who have decided to, you know, bless us with, you know, their resources, we appreciate you. But then, when I was going to start doing podcast, God just told me, resign from what you're working. Start recording yourself. But who am I to question God? So for no reason, I just started recording myself. And today, I am grateful to universe for all the assistance, for all the assistances, you know, and for how far we've come. So ladies and gentlemen, own your light. own thy light. Little children, it is the responsibility of the parents to guide these children. Excuse me. In order for them to own their light. However, reverse is the case. Why is reverse is the case? Because even our parents are in search of this vague happiness, short trip to success. Vague happiness, ladies and gentlemen. In a world where we are constantly pushing happiness over the horizon, our views of what success means is often skewed. I'll take that again. In a world where we are constantly pushing happiness over the horizon, our views of what success means is often skewed. Many people, success to them is just having money. I know someone like that. The only time he feels good is when he has money. When he doesn't have money, you will enjoy him. He will be a good person. But the moment he has money, his attitude changes. We are talking of somebody who is closer to 40. Tell me, a fool at 40 is a fool forever. If the only time you want to be happy in your life is when you have money, then you really do not know the definition of success. Pretty soon, our batteries to our inner flashlight start to wear out because of our pursuance of furniture, short happiness, small, as in, you know, because our views of what success means is already skewed. In a world where we are constantly pushing happiness over the horizon, our views of what success means is often skewed. Pretty soon, our batteries to our inner flashlight start to wear out. Then, all at once, we can't seem to turn on the switch again. It's easy to lose your light. Many of us have experienced that before. It's pretty much easy to lose your light, especially when you have based your life, when you have based your life and happiness on having money. Ladies and gentlemen, money is good. If there is no money, there is no way I'll be doing what I'm doing. But you know, there comes a time in a man's life where you need to understand that money is not necessarily happiness. However, money reduces unhappiness. I have been there. Many of us have been there. You have money and you will still be unhappy. You have money in your pocket, but you are still unhappy. Yes, you think you can buy anything with money. Yes, you've bought this, you've bought that, you've bought, but you still realize you are not very happy. This is what happens. These are the things that wear out our inner flashlight. These are the things that quenches this inner light. It is easy to lose your light. It is very, very easy to lose that light, that special glow. And if you don't want to, you just have to stay grounded. Stay grounded on what you know. What does it mean to own thy light? Yes, it's imperative that we establish some structures, even as we go on in this series. What does it mean to own thy light? This is about showing up and being seen. This is about speaking your truth and sharing your stories. To own the light is to talk He's sorry, to own the light is to show up and be seen. To own the light is to speak your truth without any fear of judgment and sharing your stories the way they appeal to you. Just imagine if everyone was doing what they are meant to do in this world. This world will be a heaven. When you look at developed countries today, they are what they are because many of them own their lights. Yes, we all love to travel abroad. Why? Because of the building, because of the structures, because of the infrastructures, because of how things are done there. Believe you me, ladies and gentlemen, somebody sat down and thought about it. Somebody thought about it. Somebody planned about it. Somebody suggested it. Somebody owned his or her light. And with the help from God and government and maybe whoever God knows now, they are able to come up with all these things that you see and millions of people, billions of people are enjoying today. That is what happens when you own that light. That is what happens when you own your light. When you own your light, ladies and gentlemen, you are not only a blessing unto yourself, you are a blessing to many generations. So when you travel abroad and you see all these beautiful things that are done there, it was because somebody owned his or her light. It was because somebody stood his ground and said, no, this is how we are going to do it. So that is exactly what happens. I realize that many people are just living. And I want you all to know that there is a large difference between being alive and actually living. There is a large difference between being alive. When you are alive, you do not own your light. You are just doing everything, you know, just to, you don't want wahala, I just want to do my day, I don't want wahala. You are not taking risk. But the person that is living is somebody that is taking risk. The only difference between being alive and actually living is taking risk. You know, when you are alive, you are just being complacent. So many were not complacent in all those developed countries that you go to. It's because some people thought about it. They spoke about it. They wrote about it. They shared it. It was accepted. And now it is not only a blessing to them, it is blessings to their generations and to the entire nation. So owning that light is to show up and be seen, speaking your truth and sharing your stories. Developed countries are what they are today because many of them own their lights. You are never too late. You are never too young, nor too old to own thy light. Stand for something, or you will fall for anything. Stay grounded on your truth, and you will be immovable and blessed effortlessly. You are never too late, ladies and gentlemen. You are never too old. Don't let anything limit you. Say to your limitations and say, no, I am unstoppable. There are many people who have risen in life simply because at some point in their life they decided to just stop all the nonsense and decided to speak their truth, own their light. For an example, I love talking.
Growing up, I was every time, hey, before you know, my mom has already slapped me because I was talking too much. So one day I felt like, I felt displaced in this world. I felt like, why am I going through all this? What is going on? And then I realized that there is nothing wrong in being a talkative as long as you have information. There is nothing wrong. If you have information to share, there is no way people will not listen to you. But when you do not have information and you just keep talking, brr, 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 then at some point you get those kind of slaps that my mom gave me. At some point, when I started recording podcasts, she was forced to give me her blessings. Yes, she was forced to give me her blessings. Because she then realized that it must have been a gift. So, what happens when you own that light? When you own that light, you see, life becomes effortless. Things happen in your life almost magically. Because it is your light. It was what God gave you in the first place. You know, attachment to furniture just made you forget. Attachment to furniture just made you to start, you know, thinking you are not worthy. To start feeling unworthy. Attachment to furniture makes you compare yourself to others. This is where the problem lies. So, but when you own your light, because it's actually your light, you'll be surprised that it will come to you easily. You know, little effort. You just, you know, there was this, you know, old school mate. You know, we went to the same school together, and at some point, you know, we were talking, we have this group, and I now shared one of my podcasts there that go listen to this podcast, it will help you understand this situation better. So she wasn't even the one I was talking to, but she decided to go there. But when she got there and she saw different episodes, she was flabbergasted. She had to come and was like, oh my God, Biggie, you know, they used to call me Biggie back then. That Biggie, I'm so shocked and surprised to see that you've recorded so many podcasts. I was never like this growing up. I used to be that stubborn, you know, unserious fellow. But thanks to God, here we are today. That's why I could tell you from experience that it's never too late. It is never too late for you to own thy light. Don't let anything limitate you. You'll be surprised that once you take a step or two, universe will just come through for you, because, and it will be as if you are the luckiest. There are many who are owning their light, dead or alive, and who are doing great today. And many people are wondering, how come this guy is this? You know, it's because they have discovered their light and they've owned it. They've made use of it and they are blessed by it. It's never too late for you. You become immovable. That thing that is your light, as long as it's your light, it's difficult to move you around, you know, because you know what to do. With little help, little lessons here and there, you know, you just keep improving. You just keep growing. It becomes the story of talent in the Bible. Remember, God gave one 5 talents. That could be 5 lights. God gave another one 2. And another one 1. The person God gave 5 talents used it. So that's to tell you that only your light is using it. And when you use it, it becomes a blessing not only for you, but for the entire world. Because it increases you. From 5 talents, it grew to 10. Just out of usage. Same formula worked for the person with 2 talents. It became 4. But that fool who was given 1, hid his own. And what happened to him? He was condemned. But the sweetest part of that story was that that one was now given to who? The person that already has 10. So that is what we are talking about. Merely identifying your light, using it, will bring blessings your way. It may not be today, but one day, it will bring blessings your way. And by so doing, you become multiplied, and you become bigger, you become blessed. And I've heard so many stories of different people, of how they are blessed. So, stand for something, or you will fall for anything. When you own that light, it will be difficult for somebody to bring you into their own light. You know, if you know where you are going, you can't be taken to where others are going. Direction is forever better than speed. It's forever better than speed. So, owning your light is like having a direction, where a path to follow. But what happened is that most of our parents, because all their life they wanted to be an accountant, and due to life's hardship, poor choices, wrong choices, they are maybe car mechanic today. So the next thing, I want my child to become an accountant. That the path of your father was supposed to be an accountant. But due to poor choices, due to attachment to furniture, he ends up being a mechanic. And instead of him to look for ways to hold his light and live and die a fulfilled man, he decided to compel his children to become accountants. Except if being an accountant is their light, these children will also struggle. They will needlessly struggle. They will be immovable. They end up being sacked. I've worked with many organizations, and especially multinationals, where you see people enjoying their life because, you know, they occupy a position in a particular company, and all of a sudden they just get sacked. Maybe due to poor economic downturn or poor profitability, the company might decide to downsize. And each time this happens, you see these people and you are like, oh my God. So everything that actually makes him that kind of a beauty in your eye, or that kind of a, you know, someone that is made in your eye, was simply because they occupied a position. You don't want your own life to end up like that. You are not too young to own thy light. You are not too old to own thy light. It is not too late for you to start asking yourself that question. What am I in this world to do? Stand for something or you will fall for anything. Stay grounded on your truth and you will be immovable and blessed effortlessly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not just talking about putting on The kind of light we are talking about is not a light of candle. It's not a light of lamp. It's not a light of bulb. We are talking about building a lighthouse and igniting your light. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about building a lighthouse and ignoring your light, folks. This has become our mission. All we want is to see you shine. At this point, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you say to yourself again, Abayomi, arise and shine. Abayomi, arise and shine. If you love me a lot, more than you love yourself, you can mention my name. And if you love yourself, why not say to yourself, mention your name, arise and shine. We are talking about building a lighthouse and igniting your light. We really want you to shine. But the thing I think we sometimes forget is that it is not enough to just ignite your light. Find what lights you up. Yes or no, I beg your pardon. It is not enough to just ignite your light. It is imperative for you to find what lights you up. Find what differentiates you from others. That's what we mean by find what lights you up and give yourself permission to have more of that in your life. Give yourself permission to know more about it, to learn more about it, you know, to grow in it. You also need to beam your light out to the world. You also need to beam your light out to the world. That is the way to it, ladies and gentlemen. So, that is why the lighthouse is such a perfect symbol. We could have chosen a candle. We could have chosen a light bulb. We could have chosen a giant crystal chandelier as the symbol of our light. But the lighthouse reminds us that it is not enough to flip the switch and light up. We are here to share our light with others, to beam it out like the beacon of the lighthouse. What we are saying is that all those positive deposits, all those potentials in you, they are not just for you alone. They are not just for you alone. They are there for you to be blessed, number one. They are equally there for you to help others with it. Beam your light out to the world, ladies and gentlemen. You need to beam your light out to the world. That is why we have decided to use lighthouse as a perfect symbol. Lighthouse. Lighthouse reminds us that it is not enough to flip the switch and light up. You see, just like the story of that 5 talents. How did they flip the switch? By identifying that, oh, I have 5 talents. God has given me 5 talents. In case you need help in the identification of your light, just reach out to me. Reach out to us. We will help you find them. We will help you find them. All we need are just few details. Just few details. It will not just in the right direction. Where to look. What to look. And even how to look. Because the moment you discover it, That is flipping. The moment you discover and using it, I beg your pardon, the moment you discover it, that is flipping the switch. It's more like you are now aware. Now you know. The more you know, the more you know you don't know. So, identification of your light is flipping the switch. Using your light is beaming your light. That is what we mean when we say beam your light. The moment you start using your light, one way or the other, people will notice, you know, the moment you start sharing it, people will notice, and the moment people notice, you know, some people start giving you positive remarks, some people will say negative. You need to be ready for both. But there are days that the most positive thing that happened to me, or the most positive thing that happens to me, I beg your pardon, is somebody just sending a message, like one old school mate. He just, on my birthday, he decided to chat me up. And he said, Biggie, please pick my call, this and that. I was even like, I don't know this person. He mentioned his name, I had forgotten the person. But the long and short of why he called was because he just wanted me to know that God is using me to bless many people. There is a message I post on that group almost every day. You know, so he told me that he hardly follow up on chats. Because the ones he can follow, he follows. But most times, he comes back, he just sees like 800 messages. Missed messages, that, you know, so most times he doesn't really go through all those messages. But he told me that he always looks out for my message, all my daily messages, because the blessing that sometimes it's almost as if I am going through, that I am saying what he's going through, so he looks forward to them. You know, this really, it made my day, that night. Yeah, I remember he called me late in the night. It made my day. Oh, sorry, it made my night, because that is why we want people to be blessed. Me too, from wherever I get them from, me too, I'm blessed from there. So I try to share the light the best way I can. So sometimes that is what happens. That could be the only thing that will happen in your life. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is not just enough to flip the switch. You need to share your light. Share your blessings with others. I try as much as possible. In the midst of, you know, the few relationships that I have, once God blesses me, the way I pay my tithe is the same way I narrated earlier on this episode. That is how I pay it. Everything God has blessed me with, I remove 10%. If it is a pastor that comes my way, if it is my brother, if it is my sister, if it is my friend, I try and share the blessing to them. So this is how is also a part of way I share my light. That is why we have decided to adopt light out rather than a light bulb or a candle light. We need to stand in our truth. Yes, we are here to share our light with others, to beam it out like the beacon of the lighthouse. We need to stand in our truth. We need to honor our light. We need to honor our light and say out loud, "Hey world, this is me. Hey world, this is my light. Ladies and gentlemen, you will find happiness. You will find rest. You will find bliss. And you will find effortless blessings. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand in our truth. When you stand in your truth, it will be difficult for anybody to move you around. Everybody cannot be a salary earner. Everybody cannot be a business owner. Everybody cannot be a CEO. But it is imperative for you to know your own light. When you know your own light, it carves a kind of direction for you. It helps you to see your own truth. We need to stand in that truth. We need to honor our light. We need to be able to say out loud, "Hey, universe, this is me." You will find happiness there. You will find rest. You will find bliss and enormous rewards just for doing so. Great men don't achieve great heights overnight. Great men don't achieve great heights overnight. Their breakthrough is the compound interest of early risings and late night toils. Ladies and gentlemen, don't think because you have owned your light, it will become easy. No! It starts from there, from identifying your light. It starts from owning your light. That is just the beginning. But this very much I can tell you. The process becomes less painful because it is your light. When that person went to my podcast session and he saw numerous episodes, she was so stunned that she had to. But do you know why? It's not like it's easy for me. I could be doing something else right now. But I have decided to be here. There are so many enjoyable things I could be, entertaining things I could be doing right now. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not like it's not painful. It's not like it's not tasking. But then it becomes enjoyable. You know why? Because it is your light. It becomes enjoyable. So we don't want you to think owning your light simply means then you cannot be idle. No way. Great men don't achieve great heights overnight. Their breakthrough is the compound interest of early risings and late night toils. If you envy the success, emulate the work ethic. Kadebosha. If you envy the success, emulate the work ethic. Yes, there will be challenges. But success is almost a guarantee. As long as it's your light. Success is almost a guarantee. There will be challenges, but success is almost a guarantee as long as it's your light. The secret to happiness is maintaining a jolly perspective and always finding the silver lining in any situation. Ladies and gentlemen, when you own your light, it will be easy for you. Trust me, God has been good to me. Ever since that day that I chose to start recording podcasts, yes, I faced some challenges. Most of the times is because I derailed again from my light to doing something that gives me money because of, you know. But each moment, God loves me so much that He brings me back. So the secret to happiness You know, he's maintaining a jolly perspective and always finding the silver lining in a situation. Trust me, that is me. Why the secret to success is irrational optimism and always believing you can manifest your desired reality. The secret to happiness is maintaining a jolly perspective and always finding the silver lining in any situation. While the secret to success is irrational optimism and always believing you can manifest your desired reality. When you own your light, it is life, it's very easy for you to seek out the positive in the negative. Those who are close to me know that I hardly, there are days that are quite challenging. There are days that you are down. You know, it could be due to natural factors or human factors. There are days that someone just want to take you for a ride. There are days that, you know, you are just depressed, in quotes. So, but what we are trying to tell you is that when you own thy light, when you have identified your light, when you have honored your light, when you have shared your light, it will be easier for you to find the silver lining. It will be easier for you to find the silver lining in any situation. It will be easier for you to maintain a jolly perspective in any situation. It will be easier for you to be irrationally optimistic, even in the negative circumstances. It will be easier for you to believe you can manifest your desired reality. The question now is, what are your desires? What are your desires? Are they in sync with your light? Everybody wants something. Especially here in Lagos, we have a slogan. It's either you are pursuing something or something is pursuing you. But your desires, are they in alignment with your light? Are you sure your desire is not just to oppress that girl? Are you sure your desire is not just to make sure that your wedding is the best wedding, forgetting that it is marriage that is more important than wedding? Are you sure that your desire is not just to, let me just marry. Once I'm married, I'm fine. Once, you know, there are some ladies, they just want to put their responsibilities on a man's head. For them, that is the height of success. What kind of desire is that? Some people, they just want to be okay. They don't want to be too rich. They don't want to be poor. They just want to be okay. I have listened to one of my great rabbis, Pastor Enoch Adeboye. He said there was this man that he came to him and he told him that God asked me to tell you that the next time you are visiting me, you will come in your own car. The person said to him that, no, daddy, I don't want car. Daddy was like, hey, why is this guy rejecting this blessing? You know, daddy, I don't want car. He was like, okay, why is it that you don't want car? He said, by the time I have car now, I will not be having problem of fuel. Look at the way people are always challenged with fuel. Fuel. I can't stand that stress. There are some people, that is how they lose their blessings. Because they have decided to live an ordinary life. They will not take risk to find out the reason why God has sent them to this world. Like we said from the beginning of this episode, God has sent you, God blessed everyone with different lights. Oh yes. God, everyone is born with their own inner light. Everyone is born with their own inner light. You just need to stand in your light. You need to honor that light. You need to share that light. And don't think that it will come easy. Yes, like I said, maybe I'm trying to avoid misconstruing you now. Because when I say it's going to be difficult, that does not mean, you know, it becomes enjoyable, a painful, you know, an enjoyable pain. Something that is not like you are not discomfort, but then you just find it amusing. So what are your desires? What are your desires? At this junction, I want you to start asking yourself that question. Are my desires in alignment with my light? Start asking. Look, universe is always there to speak. Universe is always there to speak. But it is up to you as a person to be patient enough to listen. So when you ask universe that, universe, what is my light? I can bet it that universe has already answered you. But in case you are still unclear, you can reach out to us. Reach out to us via X. For most of our listeners, I place every podcast on my profile. So you can always, you already know what my X handle is. But in case you don't know, at yomi_d411. Here's the spelling. At yomi_d411. Again, at yomi_dee411. Reach out to us. Just let us know. We will need a few information. But depending on who is reaching out, it will depend. That will determine the kind of information we will need. So when you reach out to us, we can help you to discover your light. And one thing I can tell you is that, you know, we will give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 options of things that are your light or things you're supposed to do. Don't be surprised that you're already doing some of them. Yeah, that's how it happens. So, ladies and gentlemen, ask good questions. Identify your light. Honor your light. Share your light. Even as we draw the curtain on this episode, I leave you with prosperity, joy, happiness, success, love, and light.